Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jerry McCarty here with Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond. Cheers!
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 Oh, I'm back in Los Angeles.
Back
I'm so happy to be in Los Angeles.
Hooray!
So, anyway, I came back from Detroit where I was with my mom. Oh, yeah, I love the taste of a good martini. With my mom and my brothers, and it was all family, and then I turned on the TV, because I'm on Pacific time and nothing to do but sit in a hotel and watch movies, and right. Godfather 3 was on. And whenever any of the Godfather movies are on, no matter where I turn it on, you gotta finish watching.
That's how I am with them, too.
Yeah.
I'm that way with the Godfather movies and Butch Cassidy.
Butch Cassidy.
I've seen it like literally 30 times. It doesn't matter where. I know exactly what happened before. I know where it's going. It's like I like to watch it do it.
Yeah, so I just watched I caught it early on and watched it. And while I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, because I love all the Godfathers. It's definitely the worst of the three.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked the story, and what I was thinking about was Robert Evans, who's a good friend of Rick's and Amanda's, how much he could have helped that movie.
I'm sure he hated it.
But he could have.
He wasn't super wild about the second one,
right.
So for him to see the third one, he probably wouldn't like the third one.
But here's what I was thinking was the two best parts about that movie. Michael or Al Pacino is the best actor in the whole thing. He's the best about the movie.
He's great. Yep.
He's
the strong thing about the movie.
He's the strongest. But the two next best actors are Andy Garcia, a Cuban, and Eli Wallach, a Jew.
Yeah.
And what would Evans have said?
Eli Wallach he wouldn't have had a problem with because I think, Eli Wallach didn't play an Italian. But he wanted it to all Italians. He wanted the Italian guys to be played by Italians.
Eli Wallach did play an Italian.
He actually did play an Italian?
He played the old Italian who eats the cannolis at the end of the movie and
that's
dies.
Right.
But he did a great job.
Yeah, he was fantastic, yeah.
But
for the most part, he had Italians making the movie,
right.
Scoring the movie, and,
And that's the only Italians, in the movie, and the worst person.
I think James Caan's Jewish. So he
wasn't. They wanted him to be they wanted him to be the Americanized version of it. But the worst part of the movie is an Italian.
And luckily she's gone on to much bigger and better things
She realized that behind the camera was where she belonged.
Yeah.
Sofia Coppola.
So I have heard.
Sofia Coppola, we're talking about, and she did Lost in Translation,
directed it. She just about sunk that movie. You've seen worse performances in movies, but for something like The Godfather, you want everybody to be really good.
The story.
Julia Roberts and Mary Reilly.
Yeah, well, the story. I'm glad you mentioned Julia Roberts, Amanda, and because she was the first pick.
And then
she backed out, and she would have been. She's not Italian, because Evans wasn't calling the shots.
Right,
but she'd have played it better.
Of course.
And then the next one, the one they really wanted, was Winona Ryder, and then she backed out.
She would have been good, I think.
She could have been okay.
She was the right age to do it. She would have been good.
She was good in Beetlejuice. She was good in Edward Scissorhands. She was good in Heathers.
She'd have been fine.
I think she actually left because I think that movie was 1992.
Yeah, it was early 90s.
I think Winona Ryder left to do Edward Scissorhands because that was right.
I think it was 1990.
Okay. Which was a smarter choice because that was a fabulous movie.
Right.
Fabulous.
Right. So I think she left to do that movie.
Bad wig, but good movie.
And it was the second. It was the second person that left because Julia Roberts and then Winona Ryder and then they got Sofia Coppola who was terrible.
Yeah.
And that's my first flaw with the movie, is
it's a big one.
You have this Italian family,
right?
And the two kids, one's an opera singer, and one's a kind of soft-spoken person. Divorce in your family usually makes you more. They should have been more trouble. And
1990,
it was 1990. Yeah. So anyway, so that's my first flaw. My my second flaw is Robert Duvall didn't do it.
Robert Duvall not being in it.
So of all the people in the first movie, it's pretty much Al Pacino. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's supposed to be, what, 30 years later or whatever?
Yeah. So a lot of those people would be gone anyway.
But I mean, I would have loved...
what have you.
That I would have loved a scene with, like, Robert Duvall, who was the adopted brother, right? Was he an adopted brother?
He wasn't technically... I don't know if he was even technically adopted. I think he was just one of the... I think back in those days, you just... If the kid was found, you just took him into your home and you treated him like it was one of your own kids.
So Don
Vito. I don't think he ever was officially adopted. I'm almost positive he wasn't.
But wouldn't you have loved that conversation with Al Pacino, the real son, and Robert Duvall, the adopted son, saying, because he knew he killed Fredo, right? To saying that you shouldn't have killed our brother. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of thing. That would have been an awesome scene.
Duvall would have been great. Duvall would have made the movie better.
Yeah,
it was a good movie, though. I mean, I think you like it more than I did. I thought it was fine. I mean, it just compared to the other two, it's.
I love the colors of it. It's got this rich brown, chocolatey, thing through it. That's like really good. Like all the way that people dress is good.
Yeah.
I like. A lot of the callbacks to, like, Mo Green and all that stuff is good.
Cool.
And Fredo.
Yep.
And, but there's, I don't know. It's just like I was thinking to myself, it's like the first movie was Coppola and Robert Evans. And to have it, to give it just to Coppola was a mistake.
Well, the second one was just Coppola.
Did he have even anybody else Evans, reigning in it?
No, Evans. I mean, it was made by Paramount, but Evans, in order for Coppola to do the sequel, he said, "I don't want Evans involved at all. I don't want to talk to him. Nothing." And so Bob had nothing to do with the second one. And the killer was it was considered by some people better than the first one.
Yeah.
By some people, you know, I don't think it is, but a lot of people do think
it's
it is.
Good.
And Evans's argument against it is like, you know, the first one made. I forget what the gross was, but the first one made a lot more than the second one.
Oh,
because Coppola would say, the second one's better because it was pure him.
Yeah.
And Evans, to this day, thinks the first one's better. I agree with him. I think the first one's better.
For
a lot of different reasons, but Brando's the biggest one. You know, Brando, the second one.
Yeah.
I love the second one, but it's like, it's missing the family thing, I think. That whole family structure.
That's
thing
exactly
that
what I was
going to
say. Is the second one is all about the family, and it's less about the family.
And
I mean,
it's less compelling.
You feel less compassion for the family.
Yeah, more distance.
Right. Then the first one, you feel like that's what I like about the third one is Michael's so. They had to age him. They made him look older.
All right.
But you think about him in that first movie, how young he was, and. Sitting around the table joking with his brothers, and here he is with the weight of the world on his shoulders, you know?
Yeah, literally,
And it's like, that's what I love the best about the third one. It is the first one.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the throwbacks to all that stuff that happened in the first one.
Yeah. It's a good ending. It's a good ending to the story, I think. I mean, I didn't mind if they made a third one. I mean, I'm sorry they waited so long to do it. I think it would have been better had they waited just a couple of years to do it. Like, making that a 1980 instead of 1990, I think would have been better. But you know, these days, I mean, because, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean 4 is going to open next time. I mean, enough. Really, enough for the pirates. I mean, the first one was good. That was enough. Really, honest to God, there did not need to be more.
That movie is going to make so much money.
I know.
You watch. It's 3D, which
it'll
means
be five,
it's...
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They've learned before time. There'll be like 10 of them.
But you know what? I'm not trying to defend it, but it's like, those movies aren't supposed to be particularly good anyway.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing
to
them. I mean, they're just fun, so that's okay.
Yeah.
You know? They're writing a book on They are writing a prequel to The Godfather. Did you know that?
I did not
they're
know
just
that.
I don't even know who's writing it.
Taking place in
Puzo,
Sicily?
Yeah, it's but you know, the second one has
a lot of
the prequels, you know, so I don't know how they're going to do this, but anyway, they are apparently writing a prequel to the Godfather saga, so.
Oh, maybe it'll be like between.
Who knows? No, it's before the first movie.
It could be.
Because you can't have the same
actors. It's all going to be in Italy.
It still could be before the first movie, but after the second. because the second starts with him before he's...
Yeah, well, they do... It's flashback.
Right, it's flashbacks.
So I think it's going to
be... So it could be that period.
Yeah, I think the book is going to be that era.
Like when he's between he's 30.
Probably when he's a kid. Maybe when he's a teenager. I don't know how it starts, but I just hope they don't make a movie out of it.
Yeah.
Come on. But yeah. Maybe they will. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just letting you know that it just kind of keeps...
Oh, and I got to mention I have to mention a good Italian actor in the second one, mm-hmm. Joe Mantegna.
Yeah, he's always good.
Joey Zaza.
Yeah, he's good
in that movie, and
he's good.
He's good.
And Andy Garcia is good.
Andy Garcia is really good. I like Andy.
He's really good.
You know, it's a great Andy Garcia movie. Oh, I'm gonna forget the name of it. It's A Million Ways to Die. Jeff Bridges.
Eight million ways to die.
He is so good. And he plays this hitman with a ponytail, and he is so evil in this movie.
I remember that. I didn't see the whole thing though when I remember awesome it came out. Movie.
But in Bridget Fonda's in the third one,
what is she doing?
She plays a reporter. Not that great.
She was about to be huge.
I know.
And then
what
she
happened?
I don't know. She did Remember Jackie Brown?
She was in Jackie
awesome
Brown?
That, yeah.
Really?
I didn't even remember in that.
Wow.
Yeah, she was good in that.
Yeah, no, she was really good in that. And that's about it. And then it's not a whole lot I can say about the rest of that movie. I'm trying to think of what other scenes I liked and didn't like, but overall, I like the movie. Uh-huh. It's one of my
if it's on its own, it's better than looking at it compared to the other two.
Yeah.
But I think it does a good job of finishing that story.
Right.
You know. So
I just would have liked to have seen if they would have got the ball, they would have gotten a decent actress to be that part.
That
part could have been.
Yeah.
You know, if they could have gotten a better script. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could have gotten somebody. Did Mario Puzo write the third one?
I don't think he did. I could be wrong. I'll look it up real quick.
Okay. Rick's going to do some research while we're doing this.
You know, it's called
Because I know they were going to name
Puzo's
it.
Mario Puzo's Godfather 3. It's the name of the title for it.
Because I know they were going to call it The Death of Michael Corleone, and then they change the title to Godfather 3. And Coppola was all upset about that.
Title?
Yeah.
Well, the first title was going to be Abbott Costello Meet the Godfather. That's even worse. Let's not even... It was the working title.
I got to tell you a true story I heard about Bud Abbott.
I know a lot about his life, so this
do
is
you?
Good.
Oh, well, then you could tell the story, because I just heard a small snippet of it. Is he was pretty much kidnapped as a kid.
What?
Do you know the story?
He was kidnapped?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario Puzo did write the third one.
He did.
I don't know.
I heard this story, and I guess I got to verify
it. So he got kidnapped, or his kid got kidnapped?
No, he did. That when he was a young kid, people would, you know, they called it Shanghai in you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And that he went out one day, got, like, hit over the head, put on a ship where they made him be a worker, whatever.
Really?
Yeah, and then he went out on a voyage. He had to work for nothing. He did a good job, and then they just let him go. And then he went back to his parents after like a year later, and his parents were like, where you been?
Where are you up to?
And he's like, I'm Shanghai'd. And he's like,
and they said, who's Shanghai'd you? I said, no, who's on first? They said, no, what's on second? And then he's a kid. He's like, I got something here.
Yeah, but I heard that story.
I don't know.
Let them verify if that's true.
Third base.
Somebody told me that's story.
I've read
so much stuff. And I'm so gullible. People tell me stuff. They're like, you want to hear? Did you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like the Jay Leno Elvis motorcycle. But,
yeah,
how about
right.
that one?
You asked that question.
As the guy patiently listened, yeah, tell me what you heard. Well, I heard the da da da. Okay. Because no, that's completely false. Anyway, urban legend.
Yeah, so maybe it's an urban legend about the Shanghai.
Why would you go to all the trouble to have an urban legend about Bud Abbott?
Yeah, I know. That's what probably makes it believable is because
I have two, three books on Abbott Costello. I don't remember reading that.
Okay.
So who knows?
Maybe it is.
It's a pretty wild story, though.
It's, yeah, I just heard somebody tell me that. They're like, yeah, Buddy Abbott was Shanghai.
He got home, his parents go, you're supposed to come home from school at 3.
His parents sent him out to get some food.
It's now August.
Yeah.
You're a little late. You have any, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And where are my cigarettes? I told him to get. My dad, I completely forgot to go back out and get the cigarettes. I waited 3 months for those.
Anyway, and I also do have to mention the curse of Rick Farmalo, that you killed another person. You realize that?
Oh yes, Jackie Cooper. You know, I felt bad because he died like that. Because we were talking about kid actors in one of our recent podcasts,
and Rick mentioned Jackie Cooper
as my favorite child actor, and he died like 2 days after that.
He mentioned the Denning sisters, and one of them died.
One of the Dennings. Remember when Larry finally called in from heaven and mentioned the Denning sisters, and they passed away.
So yeah, so
don't mention me, okay?
No, I won't mention.
And then we had somebody else too. There's been three people.
But not my curse.
Yeah, no, you mentioned them. It comes out of your mouth.
Really?
Because I mentioned Jackie Coogan, and you mentioned Jackie Cooper. And then,
really?
Well, Larry Fine technically, and mentioned the Denning sisters.
I don't know.
So anyway, so it's the Rick Farmalo curse. So that means who should be watching out right now?
Who has he mentioned recently? I don't even know. I'm concerned.
Can I just tell you?
I'm concerned for me.
Right,
I don't even know.
Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire.
No. Mr. Maguire, you better watch out.
My favorite, the best guy working right
Part
now.
Part of that beep posse or something.
I'm gonna. Eli Wallach is gonna wear him.
No, I like it. I don't want to mention him.
But
I don't want him to die. Who else do I like?
Honey,
you did mention Sophia Coppola.
I like Keanu Reeves.
Good director. I'm not going to mention
Keanu Reeves, Dr. Jekyll. Are you kidding me?
Keanu Reeves, another one of my all-time favorites. May he work forever.
I think I'm going to retch.
May he work forever. Who else, Jerry? Anybody we can mention that you like in particular? Love these guys, both of them.
Yeah. Say something about Penelope Cruz, please.
Oh, she's in the next. She's in the next Pirates movie,
which I refuse to see because of that reason alone.
Oh, yeah.
Her Renee Zellweger, I will boycott any film they're in.
I agree.
You don't have to worry about it.
I agree with you.
Everyone else has already joined you on that one.
I agree with you on both of them.
Thank you.
I think Penelope Cruz. I don't get it either.
I don't get it either.
I mean, she's been in some
and from
big
what I hear, people on
great.
Set that have worked with her, she is evil.
Really?
I saw
her crazy sisters at the Oscars. They all wrote peas on their forehead when she was nominated for
the little green peas.
No.
Oh,
letter P with lipstick.
Oh, that's good.
On their foreheads.
That's
to
good.
Think about her when she was nominated for.
Cynthia Arrhindi.
What was her? What she won the? She was best
she
supporting
won
actress.
For something. What
best
was
supporting
it?
Actress for Victoria. Christina Barcelona.
Victoria Principal story.
Whatever that's, Christina Barcelona.
Yeah, Virginia Christine Barcelona.
What? Whatever it is.
we forget so easily, don't we?
Some movie we didn't see.
Yeah.
So that was the last thing I needed to mention was that Rick killed another person.
But I felt bad.
You felt
bad? I was like, of all the people, because I saw the Turner Classic Movies and the slow music, and it's a sepia tone with the windshield wipers going, and like, oh, no,
can you mention Ashton Kutcher? That'd be awesome.
He's going to
do 2.5 men first. He may die with the ratings anyway, so
we talk about a lot of 80-year-old people on our podcast.
Cooper came on, like, oh my God.
We talk about a lot of 80-year-old people, so the odds are not that distant that you're going to talk about something. But for the week after
that
podcast aired, it was like not even
equal.
Same thing with the Denning sisters.
Yeah,
it's like within
within a week. I mean, of all the weirdest. Well, they blame Larry Fine.
So anyway, well, thank you.
Larry may be calling. You know, they are doing a Three Stooges movie.
Oh, in fact, it's cast.
I don't
know if
Larry has even heard about this, but if he does, I'm sure he'll call about it.
They cast. Somebody
dropped out.
Yeah, right. Well, Sean Penn's out. It's like everybody all the big names are out. They got.
Tom Arnold, has it hit Tom Arnold yet?
Jim Carrey? Anything?
Jim Carrey dropped out.
Oh.
The three big, Benicio del Toro dropped out for Mo.
I just can't even believe they cast. Maybe they're just
he was
going to
be Mo.
Thing.
And I think they've cast a new Curly, and I'm thinking Paul Giamatti is Larry, which
I could kind of see that.
You
could
kind of do that. He's got a little, so that's a possibility.
Can you play the violin though? That's going to be a tough one.
We could. We'll have to, so maybe we'll talk to Larry and see what he thinks about the movie. Certainly when the movie comes out.
He may have something to say.
But I'd say
he doesn't get that, he doesn't get a lot of phone time up there. But I think he'd want to save his 3 minutes for this. So we'll see. We'll see. He may call in.
We'll have to do it at the start of a month.
Yeah.
Because he said that you only get so many minutes per month. So.
And the reception's not that great either. I mean, it's like the cell phone thing. It doesn't get good cell phone reception up in heaven.
So anyway, well, thank you for joining us for Rick's Martini Bar. Yes. You can get this podcast at www.mccartymetro.com.
$3.99, cheapest price we've
entirely
had.
Entirely free because of The Godfather 3. It's free. And you can also support our sponsors.
Yay.
See, you don't have to buy the podcast, but if you support our sponsors, PB Imaging and Audible.com, by going to our website.
That's the way to go.
And then also, for those of you, because people ask me all the time, what's Amanda look like? If you look at our podcast, our website, there's a picture of Amanda there, which she...
We're going to get a new
There will be an updated one.
Yeah,
thank you
she
very
doesn't
much.
Like the picture of her on there,
no.
But it's a picture of her. She was
no one likes your own pictures.
Drinking picture.
It will be updated within the week.
At the Oscars. We were at the Oscars.
We were kind of drunk that night.
I don't look like that anymore.
Jerry wasn't.
But we were at the Oscars.
But you should see updated pictures of us.
Anyway,
we'll put some new
We'll put some updated pictures of us. I think I have a... I don't want to. I off the air after this. I got to tell you, I bought my parking ticket in Santa Monica, $68.
I got a story to tell you.
Oh, so we'll talk about that. So anyway, so you may see my mugshot because I ain't paying $68 for parking in Santa Monica.
The jails are quite nice in Santa Monica.
So
I think you'll enjoy it.
Anyway, thanks for joining us, Rick's Martini Bar.
Thank you so much.
Cheers and out.
Yes.